Today's date is March 14th here in America, 2023. This is a follow-up interview with Scarlett about her experiences during the last couple, 3 years, since the first lockdown. And so I want to begin by asking you, 3 years later, what are your feelings now about the first lockdown?
Well, I still think they did the right thing, and we did the right thing. And if the whole world did the same thing as we did, the virus would have been extinct, you know, in the pretty early year, like 2020. Yeah, 2020.
And so since that first lockdown and with all of the since like there were many other lockdowns and changes in policies and other restrictions, what are your feelings about that?
Well, if we're talking about first lockdown, it was started in the end of the 2019. Oh, no, actually it's in January 2020, right? The Chinese Spring Festival. And officially ends after like 74 days. Something around like April or May in 2020. And so I think the first lockdown was a relatively short period of time. And especially it's in an extreme situation. So I think it was understood and supported by most people.
And what about what's
It's much like,
go
yeah,
ahead.
it's much and much, it's something like, you know, like in the fairy tales, it's danger outside, better stay at home. And if you step outside, you will be killed or you will be captured by some monsters. And you're required to stay at home for around 3 or 2 to 4 months. But there are people outside protecting you and giving you the supplies. So I think it's quite okay for most of people.
But what about what happened since that first lockdown? Like, did the other lockdowns affect your life, at all, or the other restrictions affect your life?
Do you want to put a question, a specific time, a period of time, like how many lockdowns you were talking about?
I mean that I know that there were a lot of lockdowns. But did they affect you? I guess just generally speaking, did they affect you in any way? Like your work, your ability to move around, travel, anything like that?
Well, I have to say that I was a bit surprised when you told me we were going to have a further interview and about the first lockdown and what happened in 2020 something. And I was like, huh, okay. Why you still want to know the things happened on the first year, like in 2020? Actually, there are many more came up after that year. Like, yes, why you didn't ask me about what happened in 2022, because there are a lot of shit happened actually in 2022. And I think people's thoughts and their experience and how they feel about those things and the lockdown and restriction orders, they've been changed a lot during these 3 years, I have to say. So I was kind of surprised, and I feel it's kind of funny. Your interview was still focusing on the first year, but I'm glad that You actually asked me about the following up lockdowns. That's pretty weird. It starts in January 2020, but it officially ended up December 2022. Yeah, actually, it affected also the January 2023. So let's put it like 3 years. There are lots of things actually changed. Also, my thoughts, my feelings, and did it actually affect my life that much? No, actually, I was a lucky one because during the meantime, I was working for FafanTalk, and it's an online business company, so it didn't affect me that much. Also, some of the colleagues, no. And I kept myself busy, you know, busy with a lot of stuff, my own work, my own stuff, and the volunteering jobs. I kept myself busy. I actually didn't have so many time to think about others, to, you know, to complain. And about traveling, actually, I feel like sometimes people had, you know, memory lost when they're so pissed or furious about stuff. Like the things went extremely bad during the fourth quarter in 2022. Like we can see it on the internet, like people complains like every time and about every matters. Like, they were complaining like they've been on lockdown for 3 years. Actually, it's not true. Because after first half year in 2020, things were very clear. Like we read the news from all over the world, like the Europe was suffering, the States was suffering, and Canada was suffering, even Japan, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, they were suffering. In a half year, in a like, yes, in a half year of 2020, after finished the lockdown, it was totally clean in China. And also, people feel like, wow, we did the right thing, and we're so lucky right now. The rest of the world were still struggling with the COVID, but now we can go party, we can go traveling, of course, in China. And but then things are kind of twisted in 2020, and especially after the super long lockdown in Shanghai, you know.
You
But
mean
comparing, but
you mean
if you want to hear from me, sorry, what do you say?
you mean the there was a lockdown in Shanghai in 2022, right? Last year, was it?
Was it 2022 or 2021?
I forget now.
Yes, sorry. I
That's okay. That's okay. It's
do you need me to Google it right now?
No. It's okay. Don't worry about that.
Okay, let's just give a ping. Let's just give a ping here. Because after the interview, I can do some, you know, Baidu work. Just to make sure when it actually happened. Oh my God. But it's very long. It's a long lockdown, like I don't know, 3 months, 4 months. And apparently due to the big population in Shanghai and people are super pissed about that and they're not satisfied at all. Then people start to think about all the restriction orders and if the virus is really dangerous for most of the people, and also young people don't care much about old people. Like, okay, if it's the virus only threats the old people, then I don't care. I'm young, I still have a long life to live. Something like that. Well, for me, if you want to hear something from me, I'd like to say, like, in which angle we start to talk about that, something like political, especially in 2020. People were very proud, and there are lots of people talking about difference between the two different, totally different political systems. Like the socialist, the political system shows more concern for the people, because what we heard at that time was to always the governors are saying like to ensure the safety of the people's lives at all costs. Yeah, the will, but actually the will of the first leader was good. We're sure about that. But sometimes when we go down to, you know, to implement it, because some of the civil servants, like governors, local governors at some levels, they were arrogant or just being lazy. So there were some extreme implementation or happened, or actually they didn't care much about people's feelings. I don't know if you know clear about the difference between northern China and southern China. Normally officers in south.
A little bit, yeah. But
Yeah, yeah.
go ahead,
Actually.
go ahead and explain.
Okay. Actually, I'm not going to talk about the climate and the cultural difference.
Yeah,
Let's
that's
focus on the officers, governor officers. Normally, the officers in South, they are more qualified. You know, because lockdown is not just a simple lockdown. It's not about you just shut down to put the virus, to shut down some communities. People need to arrange many things to ensure that people under lockdown can keep their quality of lives as much as possible, right? Because people who are on lockdown, they need food, they need supplies. And even for the prevention of the COVID, people during lockdown, they need to do the PCR test and how to arrange the PCR test in a perfect way or in a proper way. I saw some news and some complaints about people didn't have enough supplies during the lockdown, and maybe it's a long period of the time. It's around like 3 months. And it turned out the local government didn't manage well. But actually, back to 2020, I give it 9 out of 10. But in 2022, I was also confused. I
Confused?
have to say. Yeah, I was also confused. And also about lockdown in Shanghai, there are lots of things happened which I didn't understand, because it's Shanghai, you know, it's Shanghai, it's like Manhattan, it's like Tokyo, it's like London, like Berlin in Germany. It's a big city, right? And just now I mentioned that the officers in South are supposed to be more qualified. And can you imagine officers in Shanghai, such a big modern city, and especially it's a very important city of China.
Of course.
And they put people on the very long time lockdown, but people are complaining about supplies. Some people didn't get enough food, and some people who tested like positive, they were supposed to be transferred to some field hospital, but they spent like hours on the way or hours being trapped from nowhere. Also, Shanghai is kind of special, you know, because I've been working as volunteers for many years, and compared to the big population of Shanghai, the amount of people who was doing the volunteering job in Shanghai were very little.
Oh, really?
So let's say people living there in Shanghai actually are a little bit selfish. Because I had lots of friends in Shanghai, sometimes during the Shanghai lockdown, I paid a lot of attention on them because I care about them. And I saw friends kept posting something like, we need food, we need drink, we need blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about things happening to you. You need any help? Can I do something for you? I can mail something to you. Anything, anything you need. He said, nah, no worries. I have everything in my fridge. I said, then I don't understand why you keep posting the things like that. He said, because the community opposite the street received the supplies from the government for free. And I need to pay for my food. I also want free stuff from the government. So that's why I keep yelling every day. Well, I was like, okay, I understand, but meanwhile, I don't understand, you know what I mean? So it's a long period of time in since 2020 and to 2021. Let's put the time a little bit longer. Before Shanghai lockdown, so it's 2021 or 2022. Oh my God. But actually, it's the time before the lockdown happened in Shanghai. I could clearly feel that people in life or even on the internet were very proud. Like, we highly recognize the sense of the security brought by the whole country. And especially when we read that the news about the United States have lost 1 million people due to the COVID, and the White House lawn was covered with the white flags. And by that time, we recognized the efforts of the country, actually. But when the impact of the COVID was slowly expanding, it's not only about Wuhan or some small city or some like mini amount of the cities, and the month went by without end. Then different voices became more and more. And I'm pretty sure you've heard about things happening in winter in 2020 about protesters holding a white paper on the street.
Right, 20, yeah,
And I
last
also
year.
talk with one, yes. And I also heard from talk with a friend because he posted something like, on the WeChat moment, like, let's gather together tonight at which place, and you need to prepare some flowers and some white paper, something about that. And I text him and like kindly remind him, like, if you want to protest, I support you, but be careful with the white paper because I've traveling around so many nations, and I know how government sees the white paper and the color revolution, so better be careful. He said, yeah, thank you. Now and then I'm not going to use the white paper, but I am going to, for sure, I'm going to hold the flower. I was like, okay, it's your freedom, you can do that, of course, but why you want to go to the street, by the way? He said, I just want to go to the gym.
The gym.
I just want to go to the gym.
What do you
I
mean?
was like, okay,
What
good luck.
did you mean by that?
Because before the protest in Wuhan had a lockdown more than 3 weeks. And, well, for him, he hadn't been to the gym for, I don't know, a month. So the reason for him to go to the street to protest is only because he couldn't go to the gym on that time. So I was like, okay, you don't need to worry about old people. So, but I understand, and sometimes people complaints were greater than gratitude, especially during that time. And their sense for freedom and normal lives were greater than the protection of the lockdown. They started to think, like, comparing with my freedom and my normal life, and is it really worthy? to just put us gathered in the lockdown area. And some of them were businessmen, which I understand a lot, because due to the long term of the lockdown, their business had to be stopped. And of course, it had brought them a huge loss. But there were also some college students who were unwilling to spend their 3 years, like valuable college time, during the lockdown. But you know, I kind of don't feel them or don't have the empathy for the protesters going on the street, yelling like, "We want to go to the concert. We want to go to watch the movie," something like that. Actually, because there is something more important than the freedom from the individual person. Sorry, I was born in China, and
No, it's okay. Just I want to know your opinion, your feelings, your thoughts, your story.
yeah, individual person values, but actually, I think there are things more important. Comparing for a person going to the concert or going to watch the movie, something like that. I feel like people have enjoyed too much. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Oh, sorry, I got an incoming call
That's
and
okay.
I hang it up, so
That's okay. So you were saying that people were enjoying things?
okay. Yes. I think people have enjoyed too much like convenient life in the cities. China's development in the past 20 years has made them forget that China is still a developing country with a large base of the villages and towns population. Like I said, Shanghai is China, Beijing is China, but they're not full of China. Our
It's
coverage of They're only part of China, and those modern cities don't present the real China. There are lots of people are super proud, like China number one. No, we have a super long way to go. It's still, I insist, China is still a developing country, and in a third, it's a third world country, and now we had now we are having a not good relation between China and USA. Sometimes I feel it's funny because, come on, it's USA. It's the most developed country of the world. It should be USA's humiliation that people always mention and compare China as a developing country to USA.
Well, I mean we could talk about that, a lot, but I think I would like to maybe follow up on at least one thing that you said, and maybe just clarify something that you said,
Oh, of course.
and that was
Of course.
that was about the students that you talked about, and like it sounded like you disagreed with the opinions or activities of the students, by saying that they had spent a few years studying and then they went out and protested. Could you maybe elaborate on that a little bit more?
Back to the time when I was in a university, I did a lot of volunteer jobs, like to go to the west of China, go to the huge mountains like Guizhou Province and Yunnan Province. I volunteered to teach the kids there. And I've seen the real poor people there. Hello?
Hello.
Sorry, I had to answer that phone call because
That's
if I
okay.
didn't do that, he will keep calling me.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. So you were talking about a Guizhou.
Yeah, the students
And
and
this.
my college time, right? I've been experienced the life there. Like we still have a large population. They're in the west of China. They're not Shanghai. They're not Beijing. They're not Guangzhou. They're not even Wuhan. And can you imagine how poor the people there? And for most of college students nowadays, they couldn't imagine and they couldn't see because they didn't have the interest to go there to have a look. Probably they've been there before for some tourist traveling, you know. But to go there to help the local people to build up something, to help them to have a better life, that's the thing they never did, and they were never being interested in with. And they kind of felt old people around, especially old people in China, are having the same life as they have. They can go to the concerts, they can go to the library, and they can watch the movie whenever you want. And they don't need to worry about their life. They just spend their parents' money to sit in the fancy cafe to enjoy the whole afternoon coffee, something like that.
Right. You could say
And
that they're comfortable, maybe too comfortable
yes.
in your mind, you know.
Yes. And why I don't agree, I understand them, but I don't agree. Because our coverage of the medical resources, I think it's less than one third of that of the United States. So I will not sacrifice other people's life, especially the old people's life and a big amount of the people in exchange for my own freedom and the freedom for going to watch the movie or going to a concert. I'll never do that. And also the zero COVID policy were urged to stop in December. I think it's in December on 2022, which week? I think it's the first after first week or two. But within 1 month, many old people passed away. So that was the time people started to think, especially for those who lost their beloved ones. And before that time, all the students, like protesters, they were super proud. Like, see? We went up to the street and we're brave enough to protest. Then the zero COVID policy ended up, and all of you welcome, something like that. But within 1 month, we couldn't hear that voice anymore. People started to deny that they used to go up on the street. Also, one of my friends, which went up to the street to protest because he wanted to go to the gym because his grandpa died. But I think we're better than this. We should be better than this. And no one from my family passed away, but one of my professors from Tsinghua University died. And he was a great man. So that's how I feel and how I see people around during that time. And also people complain like, we have 3 years to prepare for the extreme situation. Come on, we're not, our country is not that rich. Like we expanded the ICU beds, but it's totally not enough.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine, you know, 'cause I'm not
Yeah.
there. So I guess
Now everyone got it. Is most I think most of the people, more than 19% people got tested positive of COVID, suffered with COVID. So did I.
you got it. I remember you telling me.
Yes. Oh my God. That's the thing I will never want to experience anymore.
I can imagine. I have never gotten COVID
You're
yet.
lucky. You're lucky.
But yeah, everybody tells me it's a not fun.
Oh my God. I don't even want to go over with the memory of that.
Yeah, that's okay. I guess like the last one of the last thing I can ask you is like what have you learned about yourself since all of this stuff has happened?
Well, I'm not so sure if I told you before that I actually experienced the SARS time
Yes, you did. Yeah.
in 2004. And I had a full pack of the COVID since 2020. So, I think I began to have the habit of stocking the things, you know. I'll feel safe with my fridge full of food and also some canned food, which has a super long expiring time. And I keep my mask on while I go to the public. And actually, I took off my mask because we're having an interview right now. Yeah, but I kept my mask on, even sitting in the office. And I wash my hands and I use sanitizer very often. That's also the thing I asked my daughter to do. What changed in my life? Yeah, this is, those are the things, those are the small things changing my life. And nothing more, actually, nothing more. You know, there's a Chinese saying that what we learn from history is that people never learn from history.
Yes, I've heard that.
So I just want to take care of myself, of the people I really care about. So I always have the medication. I'm at home, and yeah, sanitizer enough masks, and test kit, and yeah, to see my room full of supplies
Really?
brings me the sense of the security.
Okay. I can understand. Yeah. So, I think with that we can maybe finish. Unless there's anything else you wish to say that I maybe didn't ask, or maybe anything else that you want to say.
Nothing much actually. I've already said everything I want to share with you. And if you have any further questions, anytime you just contact me or
Okay. Well,
because we went over since 2019 to 2020, 2021, 2022, and 23. Well, now is the time. Like most of people got COVID, and there is a period of time like nothing happened. Like we didn't even talk about that anymore. Now we have the different flu spreading around, but people are not at panic at all.
Yeah, it's flu season here too.
Yes, it's a seasonal flu, and I went to the hospital the earlier day because I need to get my finger checked. And I went to the hospital, and that was the time I felt like, wow, it's full. Like ER room was totally full. And doctors told me that because it's the flu, I was like, wow, I didn't feel it at all because no one around me got the flu. And the COVID thing is seems like a century ago for me and for most of the people. Yeah, we kind of worried before the Spring Festival. And we kind of worried about the, different variants and probably second peak. But nothing happened. Now it's March. Nothing happened. I know some people like struggling with the flu, but for most of the people, just life continue like normal, in a normal way.
Well, that's good to hear that things feel a little normal, although, nowadays we say what is normal, so
What happened in the past, it's in the past.
Well, okay. I'm gonna stop the recording. And but before I do that, I'm gonna again say thank you for doing this.
I still feel okay.